All right, here we go. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Seriously? What the
Love
fuck?
Talk Radio.
I swear every time it's a little bit longer, man. It has
every
to be.
Time. I was like, I'm gonna talk through it. I'm going to get like two sentences out, and then I'm like, nope, still go. Damn it.
I legit thought that we missed it that time. I was like, did it not happen? Welcome, Geekers. This is the Civil War draft version of the Geekcast. I'm pretty pumped about this one, man.
I am too. I'm pumped that we have a message board now, and if you don't know where it is, just tell them where it is.
There's a link to it. It is chatstep.com /#Geekcast. And right now we have one person in there. Well, hopefully we have some more people follow in.
Thanks, Ricky.
It's like 2006 all over. We have our own chat room going on. So jump in there and talk some comics. Even if you don't listen to us, talk some comics during the show. That's the general idea. I have a literal coin, so we can decide who goes first. So you want heads or tails, and I'll flip this thing, and you just got to trust me.
What kind of coin is it? Normally I have my half dollar Harvey with me. Yes, I named my half dollar. Yes, I'm full on fucking crazy. Is it just a quarter?
I would bitch about that, but I actually have a half dollar that I keep for the same deal. This is a quarter. It is a...
I'll take tails.
It's an Alaska version of the quarter. It is a... Let's make sure for full disclosure here. Looks like it was printed... I can't see which city it was printed in. Delaware. It's got a D
okay.
in there. Oh, that's Denver, right?
Yeah.
And it's a 2008, all right? So we're going heads or tails here.
I'll take tails.
Okay. No catch, all land. It is heads. I almost wish it had landed on tails, but it is heads. So I'll go first.
Now, with 10, and are we including Iron Man and Cap as one, or they are just the head and then 10?
I think they're gimmies, so we'll go 10 in addition to them.
Okay.
We may stretch towards the end, but that might be pretty fun in and of itself. Knocked some little stuff out of the way early. The new Spider-Man, or the possible proposed Spider-Man costume, did you get a chance to look at that at all?
I did. I do not like it. Like, at first, I forgot it. I was like, all right, you know what, for an origin story, okay, because I hated Amazing Spider-Man 1's costume because it was too refined too quickly, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And it was just butt ugly. And then I was more accepting of it when Spider-Man 2 came out, even though I hated both movies, let's get that clear, because he went to the Spider-Man outfit the best that they could do. And I was like, okay, so it was proto-costume. But, like, this isn't an origin story. I'm not okay with, like, burglar Spider-Man. Like, I'm not, and I'm more not than I am.
Yeah. See, a lot of people reacted very negatively to it, and that kind of surprised me. I'm okay with it, in and of that by the final battle, he has his legit Spider-Man costume. Like, Tony Stark or whoever comes along and takes care of that. But, like, high school kid, like, let's say he's a sophomore in high school when this happens, like, that's what he would put together, you know? So I thought that was pretty cool. And I thought that it looked Spider-Man enough to, like, pass for a first try, you know?
I was hoping instead of the black, it would be blue. And that would be a lot better, to me, honestly.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying, and I agree. Like, if the movie comes out and, like, that's what he... Like, he's, you know, fucking Robber Spider-Man until the end, then I'm totally cool with the suit as, like, a proto-suit. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
If that's just what he wears, I'm not okay with that. Like, it just... I see what you're saying. That's what a high schooler put together, and that's great. But in the Spider-Man comics, as a high schooler, he puts together his suit. You know?
Yeah. No, I got you.
Like, it's almost the Invincible setup, where, like, Invincible, if, I don't know if anybody ever read Invincible that listens, but when he first develops his powers, he just puts together, like, what is that? he just puts together, you know, whatever he's got at the moment. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And then his dad takes him to literally a superhero tailor, like from Incredibles, and then he gets his actual costume.
Yeah. See, yeah, that's kind of where, and also I think Daredevil's kind of spoiled me in the fact that I was super worried about the Daredevil suit throughout the whole season, and that seemed to work out fine. You know, you kind of forgot after a while that it wasn't the full-on red Daredevil costume.
Yeah. So. And I was all right. Yeah, I was all right with the end Daredevil costume we got because it felt more real, and it wasn't like it wasn't weird-ass Batman fucking Begins or any of the Batman trilogy body armor that's still fully functional. Like the guy said, it's movable, but, you know, you're not really going to stop a gun, and knives are still probably going to get through.
Yeah. And I mean, Daredevil street level needs that, right? There still has to be that danger. But the other piece of business before we start, Greg B. Posted a fun question, man. I enjoyed it. You and Bolt both took some characters that I would have gone with.
I thought Bolstag was a very rich choice.
Yeah. Yeah, that was great. You had, the question was, who would we put, anyone we could pick, hero or villain, as the Four Horsemen of Apocalypse? You had Deadpool as Death. Awesome. That's the first thing that came to my mind. Punisher for War, along the same thoughts I had. Volstagg for Famine was amazing. And Rogue for, how do you pronounce that word?
Yeah. I have a villain team, too, but I just thought I'd check heroes.
Yeah. I originally had an entire, like, Nazi air Hydra lineup.
Yeah.
But then I thought of some different stuff that I like better. So my death, I went with Bullseye.
Nice.
Never misses, like, that fit for me there. War, I went with Nuke, because I think Nuke embodies all the different types of evils of war.
Okay.
So I thought that would be cool. So Famine, you got Bolt took Blob, which was my initial thought. Volstagg was an awesome choice on your part. I went a different route with it. I went, like, what type of character could devastate mass amounts of crops and food. I went Nitro. So kind of a stretch there, kind of a little off the wall. But Nitro there, that's also a character Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. could do, possibly.
Yeah.
And then Pestilence, which is one of those words that I will probably never pronounce properly. I went Madden Hydra Viper edition.
Okay.
So those are my four, as promised on the Geekcast. So.
In fairness, I will give you my four villains. We'll start with Pestilence. I had Omega Red.
Nice.
For Famine, I had... I can't remember who my Famine was right now. He wasn't a fat guy at all. It was like a skinny guy. I'll come back to Famine. My War was Red Skull. Death was Dagon. I don't know why. I just really liked him there. Shit.
Yeah.
Who was my Famine?
I thought about him there, too, honestly.
Yeah. I also thought Dr. Doom, but Dr. Doom is above being a Four Horseman. He's a leader unto himself.
Ultron was famine
because he doesn't need to eat shit about it. Yeah.
Okay, that works out. I thought about Omega Red as my War, but I just like Nuke better because he had kind of the American thing going there. So
yeah, I picked him as my Pestilence because of his, you know, he drains the person. So
yeah, yeah. So the rules for the draft, we'll go over them real quick. We're going to do 10 selections. We will each get one swerve or reversal or turn that we can take a character on the other person's team and turn to our team. And the whole trick here is that we're not just picking random names. We have to have an explanation of why they would be on for me, Tony Stark's team, or for Evan, Cap's team. All right. So I got first pick. We'll go ahead and get going. My first pick would be Vision. And the reason that Tony Stark would want Vision is because Vision is pure. Vision is the symbol of all good. So if Tony Stark's goal here is to sell this mutant, or I'm sorry, it wouldn't be mutant, Superhero Registration Act, he would need a good poster child for it. Who better than Vision, who is pure good, came from the Jarvis program, which is Tony Stark's creation, and on top of that is incredibly powerful. So my first pick would be Vision. You still there?
Biff, can you hear me?
There we go.
Biff?
You're back on.
Okay.
Now. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I when I got home, it's like, you ended your call. I'm like, wait, no, I didn't. And before, real quick, like we said Netflix was a thing, but I didn't think we said Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is, and I think they would pretty much be giveaways anyway.
Yeah.
So, obviously, if Cap is my first, Falcon is my second. Like, I mean, it's already showed at the, but, you know, Falcon's going to follow Cap wherever he goes. Honestly, I didn't want him, but I kind of felt he was the most logical, obvious choice. Like, my first three are pretty much obvious, which is unfortunate, but, you know, it's the way the fucking cookie crumbles.
Yeah, I think mine are going to come along that line, too. You heard my first one, I take it?
Yeah, Vision. Although Vision came out of nowhere to me. I didn't expect Vision until maybe near the end.
Okay. So my number two would obviously be War Machine. Captain America, Tony Stark, basically a U.S. government employee still, member of the armed forces. War Machine would be my my number two, my right-hand man behind the Vision muscle and for lack of a better term, Vision. So War Machine would definitely be my number two.
Nice. My number two is Bucky. Obviously, Bucky doesn't want to have to register. Being the Winter Soldier, he would absolutely want no part of it. Pretty obvious.
Yeah. And that's going to be a fun part of the movie to get into, I think. And that may very well be the driving force of this whole thing. So I don't think that's – we're going too far out on the limb or spoiling by saying that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so my next one, my number three pick, would be General Thunderbolt Ross. This would be the leadership aspect of it. We're going to have to pretty much put a team together. And I thought back to the term that I would take an army of sheep led by a lion over an army of lions led by a sheep. So I have my lion leader in General Thunderbolt Ross. So a little bit of administrative action going on. And I think he would clearly be behind registering superheroes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My next is Ant-Man, obviously. So, my mostly obvious. Not only does... Oh, my God, I can't think of his name. All I can call him is Michael Douglas right now.
Hank Pym.
Hank Pym, there it is. I think he would rub off on his desire to, basically tell the government to fuck off. And I think that would... And Paul Rudd really doesn't want to be, you know... known, he doesn't want it to come out that he's a former thief, too. That would kill all credibility right out the gate for him.
Superhero,
they can shrink with a past criminal record.
I was kind of hoping after seeing the movie that I would be able to try to fit Lang in on the Iron Man team. But, yeah, there's no way there. I think that's a solid anti-registration guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So my number four would be Scarlet Witch. And the reasoning would be that I would hope that after Vision saved her from the events of Age of Ultron that there would be some loyalty there. and that she would follow wherever Vision would go. She's also fairly new to the Avengers scheme of things. So I would kind of hope that she would stay status quo. We have War Machine, we have Vision. So I'm not sure that she has anything to hide at this point. Although I guess she could make that argument. Also a very powerful addition to the team. So number four for me would be Scarlet Witch.
My number four starts us into the Netflix season and is Daredevil. Clearly, Matt Murdock, despite wearing a bright red suit and a shirt that says, "I'm not Daredevil," really doesn't want people to know he's Daredevil. Like, you know, that would ruin his practice and ruin just about everything. Thus why he went under the mask.
Okay, so
more inclined to make kind of like a lower tier ragtag team. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and you definitely would definitely be a good soldier, I think, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So all right, so this is where I go a little bit off script. But I have Thunderbolt Ross in place. So with Thunderbolt Ross in place, we would dig into the files, and Tony Stark would recruit as a muscle the Abomination, Emil Blonsky. So with the number five pick, we will take Abomination.
I really like that. My number five. To follow into, I'm assuming they're basing Jessica Jones off Alias, and so my number five is Jessica Jones, former superhero and turned private eye. Doesn't want people to know she was former Jewel. Spoiler alert, in case you didn't listen to any of the previous where I already spoiled this. She obviously doesn't want people to know about superheroes and that she was one of them, and she doesn't want other people to, you know, be forced into the light.
All right.
Her in her own right, the powerhouse.
Yeah. So number six, I'm gonna go again a little bit off of script. I was hoping this could be my reversal, but we'll take them straight up on the team. I'm gonna go Hawkeye.
Okay.
So hear me out on this one. So
go on.
Hawkeye has every right to not want to be registered and has secrets that he wants to keep secret, namely the location of his family. Captain America, being the honorable person he is, I think is not going to leak those secrets. Tony Stark, on the other hand, I could see using that as leverage to bring Hawkeye into the fold, into the team. And Hawkeye's also a hired professional, so he would fit in with everything else we're doing with this team.
Okay, I can dig that. My number six comes in the form of Doctor Strange. I know I maybe that's unfair, I guess, but like I'm kind of using people we know are coming too, you know.
Yeah.
And me, Stephen Strange, wants, you know, no part to let his exposure out. I mean, he's the Sorcerer Supreme. He doesn't want people knowing, you know, who he is. Like, that's pretty much the basis of all Cap's team. Is like, there's a reason they wear a mask and are not just, "Hey, I'm Steve Smith." Might not be great.
Okay. That'll work. That makes sense, too. That one. That puts me at, what is this, six or this is number seven, right?
Seven, yeah.
Okay, so for the seventh pick, I would select Black Panther. The nation of Wakanda has been robbed of its uranium during the events of Age of Ultron. So Black Panther stepping out into light is probably going to be kind of stepping out into looking for a little more national presence and national security as far as tracking down where the uranium went. So I think he would be willing to work with the U.S. government as a representative of another sovereign nation. So for that reason, we're selecting Black Panther.
I can dig it. Number seven is a bit of a personal choice. Like, I have better choices, but there's something I really want to happen in Civil War, and this guy makes it happen. My number seven is the Punisher. Because I want that scene where Cap recruits him, thinking he's going to be this great soldier for his army, and then he shows up, sees two villains who've killed people, and just caps them right away. And just no second thought, just murders them, and Captain America's like, what the fuck, and beats the shit out of him. That might be selfish, and I know, I'm guessing none of the Netflix guys are going to be in there, but, you know, this is my desire. Like, I was talking to Vega about it. He thinks, and I agree, I think everybody shows up in Infinity War, but Civil War is more of a movie-only sort of guys.
Yeah.
So,
okay,
Punisher.
So I'm at eight. We will go we will go Agent Phil Coulson, head of S.H.I.E.L.D. By this point, I think S.H.I.E.L.D. will be coming an actual recognized unit. It'll be probably sanctioned again, not hunted down by the government. So working hand in hand, S.H.I.E.L.D. is the creator of the Index and the creator of documenting superheroes. So for the good of superheroes, I think Coulson could be convinced to join this cause. It's going to make it weird, seeing as Stark probably thinks he's dead. We'll handle that when we get to it.
Yeah. Well, actually, that was perfect. I expected you to pick Coulson, because my next pick is Fury. Because as great as that is, that S.H.I.E.L.D. might go public, Fury is the ultimate spy. He's a spy's wettest dream. Like, his secrets have secrets, which are secrets. Like, no way. Like, I'm sure he was cool with Black Widow, been like, everything of S.H.I.E.L.D. out. And he was like, oh, yeah, that's great. We're totally going to come clean, except for all my shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No way Fury's just like, yeah, everything S.H.I.E.L.D.'s ever done, all our black ops. Like, maybe, like, sprinkling some black ops, but bullshit that Fury let everything out. So Fury is my number eight.
So my number nine ties in with Coulson. And I thought this would be a bit of a curveball, but I have an explanation for it. And it will be Daisy Johnson, Quake.
Okay.
Now, the Secret Warriors are coming out and obviously are going to be very secret. But Daisy Johnson, or Sky, is an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., so would not be so secret. So I think she would work with that team to put this into action.
Okay. I get it. Yep. My number nine is an easy one. It's Hulk. I was going to put him earlier, but I really want that Punisher scene. So he got moved back a bit. I don't really feel I need to explain why the Hulk would not want people chasing him down and knowing, you know, he's Bruce Banner, you know? Hulk went left alone. Pretty much self-explanatory.
Yeah. And this is actually the driving force of my early Abomination pick, because I knew there was no way that I could fit Hulk onto my team. So I went with my anti-Hulk early on. So that's pretty good.
I agree, and that's why he almost didn't make it until you both used – if you would have just used Ross or Abomination, he wasn't going to make it because I have others. But I was like, nah, both of them, he's got to be in there.
Yeah. So number 10 here. Are we basically stuck with Swerves here, or should we go further?
No, I mean, I've got like two or three more guys who aren't really Swerves, but,
okay,
you know.
So I'll go with General Talbot at this point then to kind of finish out the Hulkbusters administrative side of things.
I will. Go on.
Go ahead, man.
My number 10, it was going to be Spider-Man, but if we go into like more rounds, I'll pick him, or if you don't, is Thor. Thor is obviously on Cap's side. He I mean, based on Tony's previous actions in the movies, if a choice came down between, you know, Cap or Iron, picking Captain America, like,
yeah,
he, like, the, no question, none in my mind that if this goes down, he doesn't pick Cap. And I know what you're saying. Well, all right, spoilers. In Avengers 2, he picks Iron Man's side to create Vision. No, he doesn't pick Iron Man's side. He takes his Vision's side from that pool where he was splashing around awkwardly, and we're like, why is this part of the movie? This is just fucking him playing in a pool and seizuring or something. This is really weird. All while what's-his-name just watched him. Selvig was just like, I guess I'm just going to watch Thor have a pool party. Sounds good. Thor is my last pick.
Nice. At this point, I have to pick Black Widow. I was kind of hoping that you pick her so that I could use her as my reversal. That's all right. Two strikes on that. So I will take her. The reason being that most of her secrets have already been released. In the events of Captain America 2. And I've got Hawkeye, so that's a good start there. And it's a deal where it's just another good soldier to add to the very structured team setup I've got going on.
Yeah. For my number 11, I said I'd take him, and I'll take Spider-Man because obviously he doesn't want... And he's an easy reversal for you because obviously it's already, spoiler alert, happened in the comics. But if we're thinking logically, Peter Parker doesn't want people to know he's Peter Parker. Like, he just doesn't.
Yeah,
and the same swerve for Hawkeye is what, you know, Tony will use to get him.
Yeah. And I think, that's a good point. But that's actually, that's a good point. Stark could use that. My deal there would be that this version of Peter Parker is much different than the one that we had by the time Civil War came around. And he's so much newer to not having his identity out there and so much newer to the secret identity. I don't think, like, my logic comic book side of it would not let me do that. So, I will now. I'm tempted to try to say swerve and pull the Hulk over, but I'm not sure that I can really do that. I would have to say that I would use
abomination.
No, I'm kind of blocked there. I would have to use Black Widow. In that relationship and make the time that they spent on that in Age of Ultron actually pay off. But, yeah, even then, I don't think I could. So,
Did we stop at 11, or are we going to keep going?
I think I'm getting to the point where I'm starting to bottom out.
Okay.
I see some more options for you. But, yeah, I think I'm bottom out, and I think swerve-wise, you've got pretty much an ironclad team, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, Ant-Man, I feel, like, not to give you swerves, but, like, Ant-Man, I feel, is, like, something that, again, if Tony wanted to be shady about, like, listen, I know who you are, I know your tech, I can, you know, keep your secrets, but you have to, you know, come to me.
Yeah. Before I saw the movie, I would be all for that, but I think with Hank Pym as kind of a mentor, I think that that keeps that from happening. Unless you build up a rift there that you can play into in the second movie. So
you could. Anyway, yeah.
So we'll do this then. I will tap out at the 11th round. Who else did you see as members of Team Cap?
Quicksilver. Oh my God, huge fucking swerve. Obviously he doesn't like the government. Obviously, they've shown they can bring people back from the dead using nefarious means. And it severs his connection, like, you know, that weird connection they had. And it severs it because he was dead, but now he's technically alive. So maybe, you know, Scarlet Witch doesn't have that twin sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And obviously he wants absolutely no part in the government, especially on Tony Stark's side. Like, he might think he's an all right guy, but if a fight came out between Tony Stark and Captain America, you know, just like Thor, he's picking Cap. He wants no part of that U.S. government. Outside of that, this is going to be a weird one, too. I know. Justin Hammer is on Captain America's side.
Yeah. Why wouldn't he be?
Yeah. He wants to absolutely destroy Tony, and he wants to do it in the most, you know, way possible. And he feels that, like, oh, well, if Captain America, you know, if I can get Captain America as a spokesperson, I'm way ahead of Tony, because people, you know, give a shit about Cap, whereas Iron Man, he's kind of a dick.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there's still quite a bit of love for Captain America, but Iron Man's kind of the face of the people that have issues with the Avengers, you know? Captain America's the one that created Ultron, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So. Now, I like that pick, too. So, that's another that I could not swerve back from you.
You could probably get Justin back, yeah. Tony promises to...
Well, depends on the paycheck, right?
Yeah. Go on.
Did you see any other villains that would be possibilities?
I mean, they pretty much kill everybody. I mean,
yeah.
Zola, if they say that he somehow survived the thing, which is totally possible,
yeah.
It's hard because all the other villains are dead. Justin Hammer is, like, one of the only few surviving villains, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and Whiplash is not, you know, for multiple reasons. But, you know, their version of Whiplash is not still out there. So.
Yeah. Hey, he joined. No.
Yeah. I thought about Donnie Gill, and I thought about Absorbing Man. But both of those are question marks about whether or not they're still alive. So I kind of avoided those two as well.
I would give them to you. I think they're both still alive.
Yeah. Yeah, I think both you could get around. So if you're bringing Quicksilver back, I think I could bring those two back. It's kind of a quasi-Thunderbolts situation.
Yeah, that's when you picked Ross. I thought that's where you were immediately going.
Yeah. So, cool. I guess we're in overtime as it is. The only other piece of news that has come out is we're going to get a Netflix series every 6 months. So, we have that defined now. So, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. My swerve on your team was Hawkeye. Tony Stark doesn't let out who killed his family, or doesn't let out the information of his family. Tragedy strikes because, of course, his family is murdered.
Yeah.
That was my big swerve.
Yeah. I thought about using that as the swerve on your end too, but I think either way, I think we're heading that way eventually. So.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, my two swerves were I was hoping you would take Hawkeye, and I was hoping you would take Black Widow.
Hawkeye was on my list. You just got to him first.
So yeah, I should have held that. I could have gone Black Panther, and a little bit earlier than I did. And then Black Widow, obviously a double agent, so could go either way. You know who I didn't think of, who I should have, was Bobby Morris. Mockingbird was definitely a possibility as well.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I left that one out. That's one that I could have done, and then had some fun with her and Hawkeye being on the same team. But so
that would have been good.
Cool. Well, we'll bow out. Hopefully we had tons of people listening. We pushed this one. But not a lot of action in the chat room. So we'll give that a try next week too. But not a lot of action this week. Cool. We'll have to come up with something in next week to do next week. But I'm sure we'll have something to cover.
Yeah.
Talk about
I was thinking
Netflix
three-level villains you'd want to see.
What's that?
Like street level villains you want to see that you think they could do in the series and who would fit?
Definitely. I definitely have a list of those. So let's do those, man.
And both Marvel and DC, because DC is no slouch in the television department. Like,
no,
I've kind
man,
of ignored DC lately, but, you know, because we've talked about everything they produce. But I think I'm most stoked for Flash Season 2 than any other TV I've got.
Oh, yeah? Are you keeping up with, like, I know that
no,
we have watched the...
I watched the teaser for it, and I pretty much felt like I watched the whole first season. So I kind of want to leave it alone until it actually starts.
Until it actually comes out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that's where I'm at with that. But also, League of Legends, I'm stoked. I think, honestly, my top three are Flash, League of Legends, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And then, depending on when Agent Carter comes around, Agent Carter's next, 4. And then... I don't know, Supergirl, 5. Until Netflix decides to pick up Constantine. Fucking Netflix. It's Supernatural and fucking Daredevil. Get it!
Yeah. I think we talked about the Agent Carter, and when we talked about Ant-Man, how great Agent Carter set in the 50s, 60s, 70s could be, right?
Yeah. How awesome. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped for Agent Carter, too. So... And yeah, Flash is up there. Arrow, I'm not as high as I was, but the Constantine cameo could change that real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man. Well, we got to sign off at some point, so I guess now is the time, man. We'll see everybody next week.
See you next week, guys. See you, geekers.